The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week, we're talking about birthdays and parties.
And today, we want to talk about how kids' birthday celebrations can really change through the years. For example, my daughter just turned 14, and I was secretly unhappy that she didn't want to do anything special.
I know what you mean. When Adam turned 14 in December, he was totally fine with just chilling at home.
Truth be told, I don't even remember my 14th birthday, but it was a different time back in the day. These days, parents like to make a bigger deal out of birthdays, definitely more so than we were kids, don't you think?
Oh, I totally agree. I only had a handful of friend parties, and when did the birthday party fun really end with your teenager?
Well, last year, my husband and I took her and a few friends to stay at a cabin and ride horses, and we had cake and candles and the whole thing. I was happy. So I guess this year was the first one to be totally low-key, but maybe we'll have a blowout on her 16th?
Oh, definitely. I think the milestone birthdays are definitely the ones most parents like to make sure are kind of a big deal. The first birthday, of course, and then number 5 and double digits, and then when you turn 16, that's a big deal.
And then you get into the young adult birthdays and the actual adult milestone birthdays like 30. I'll let you in on a little secret. I like to celebrate my birthday and don't want it to be like any old other day. So there, I said it. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.
And there's nothing wrong with that. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about that same time, same magic station. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we hope you have a great Monday that doesn't feel like a Monday.